That's how we own it.
What's up, family? I'm your girl, Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are the host of Street Politicians,
the place where the streets and politics meet.
What's good?
Ooh, you know what's good.
There's a lot happening.
You know
what's
good.
All at one time. That's how our lives are.
Listen.
Whenever stuff starts happening, it's just like six things at once.
Forget all that.
No, but it is. No, I mean, that's one.
This is it.
That's number one.
State of Emergency has hit the stands. Yeah. It is the number one book.
The number one book.
Just like we got the number one podcast.
You know why you can't say that?
Why?
Because we don't want people to think, oh, they're already number one, and so we don't need to go out and purchase
the book. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, no. You need you to purchase.
That's what I'm trying to say.
People want to purchase what's number one. This is the number one book. Listen to me.
Mm-mm.
This right here, look. This book right here, State of Emergency, How We Win in the Country We Built, is the number one book on the stands. I'm not just talking about the ratings. I'm not talking about what, you know, somebody said it was. I'm talking about this is the number one book. If you do not have this book, you are wasting your time. If you are a reader and you do not have this book, you are wasting your time.
But even if you are not a reader, you can get State of Emergency because
so
I had
you
two
listen,
people. Because
I just about
oh,
to
was
say
about
if you
to
don't.
Say that?
Yeah, I was going.
Okay, sorry,
I had a whole thing.
Okay, sorry.
If you like to listen to books and you do not have this book, you are wasting your time.
You can get the audio
the
version.
The audio version, which I got my little part that I done said my thing and it's awesome. This book right here.
My family members sat down and read the book together. Mm-hmm. They read all of it. You know, obviously, we talk about it all the time. My mom's stroke has caused, you know, but she can read. Of course she can read, but it's not the same, her attention span, you know? So she's like, she needs that encouragement. So they decided they were going to all focus on the book together. And they all came to the same conclusion that your part was, but they didn't say my part was as good as your part, actually. That's kind of funny.
Listen, don't
worry
about
it. They liked your part.
Because I'm just,
it was so real.
I'm that kind of guy.
You want to read some of your
part?
You
know what I'm saying?
Let me go.
No, I don't want to read my, I want them
to read. No, I want you to read a little bit. But I'm going to find it while you're talking more.
Okay, but bottom line is, the book is awesome. You know what I'm saying? What she did to get to the book is awesome. The work that she's done is awesome. You know, all of the work that she's been doing for 20 plus years is awesome. And that's what led to this book. So I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, the thing about it is that the timeline was so aggressive. And a lot of people don't know because they're probably not thinking about it. I mean, if I was someone that heard, okay, you have a book coming out, I want to assume you've been working on this for a while, right? Because that's how I know books to be done. People work and they do a lot of stuff. In this situation, I said the speech at what I don't know if it's, if you said it if you did it if you
you delivered
huh.
That's delivered. What you did, you delivered
this wordsmith. So I delivered a speech which was the day after George Floyd had been murdered when we went to Minneapolis, and maybe a month or so later there were people calling agents saying, hey, especially Ashley Antoinette is a black sister who's a writer herself. And she had the idea to say, hey, she went to her partner, a gentleman by the name of Mark, and she said, hey, you know, I think we should work with Tamika Mallory. And they got in touch with us and they were like, you need to write down everything that was in that speech plus more, all, you know, the references from where it comes from. When you talk about the history, what is the history? And we went through this whole thing. And I still, at that point, because people have been telling me I needed to write a book even before that speech. And I still was kind of like, I don't know. I knew it would be time consuming. We run so much. I also knew that, you know, and I also don't always like the attention. So I was kind of like, I don't think this is a good idea. But with our management, Toya and others, they were like, you need to do it. And so when I learned of the timeline that they wanted it out now, which is less than a year, right? And so you think about it didn't happen the day that I made this speech. This happened a month or two later. There's contracts, there's this, there's that. So let's just say we started writing somewhere around August, and Ashley and I wrote together, and I had to sit and do Zoom calls while getting my hair done, Zoom calls in the airport, Zoom calls while we were out of town at different places. Everybody else was going out to dinner, having a good time, and I'm like, I can't, I gotta stay. That commitment was very humbling and very necessary, because what it taught me is that I can actually do it.
That's right.
And there's an actual hardcover book. Whole book. But I still got to find your part so you can read like a line or two.
You know, I'm not going to say no, but we want to celebrate you. This is a beautiful accomplishment. Let's give a round of applause for Tamika and her book, State of Emergency. Woo-hoo. And listen, go get the book right now. Like, don't wait. Do not pause. Go get the book right now. Yes,
because while it is number one in our hearts,
it's number one. It needs to be
number one on the charts. That's it. You like that?
That was dope. I ain't gonna lie. That was a ball. That was
good.
That was a ball.
While it's number one in our hearts, it needs to be number one on the charts. So go out, purchase it, support. And also, the other reason to support is not just me, but you know that our podcast, Street Politicians, is on the Black Effect Network, the Black Effect Podcast Network, which is Charlemagne's new podcast network, where he has a lot of great podcasters and shows. But also, he has his imprint, a brand new imprint, Black Privilege Publishing. I'm always like Black Effect, Black Privilege, because you know Charlemagne is black. So everything is so black that sometimes I get them confused. But my book is actually the first release on his imprint. So we're making black history. And people don't think that we will buy books that we like to read, but we actually do. And I know we love to be into sort of the relationship books and, you know, the mind, body, and soul, and those things are great. But how we get free in the country that we built is also a part of what I think we need to be reading, educating ourselves on, and similar to working with my mom, making sure she can sit and focus. We can do that with our families in general, and to use this as an opportunity to help educate and just bring people along. You know, and I'm not just saying it because it's my book, as I think I meant to say before, that when I was talking to T.T. Torres, our homegirl from Hot 97, one of the hottest stations in New York, I guess, she and I were talking, and she said it was a fast read, that she was reading it and getting through it and really feeling the content.
That's when you can read good. I mean, that's when it's something that you want to read. Or something that's keeping you, you know, engaged.
Engaged, exactly.
So that's one of those, it is, it's one of those books, man. Look, we got Advanced Praise by Tamika Palmer, Jada Pinkett Smith. That's Breonna Taylor's mother. Mark Lamont Hill. Like this, Tamika D. Mallory speaks a truth that often stings but needs to be told. That as black people in America, any one of us at any moment can be a victim of the injustice system. State of Emergency gives us the words and the tools to fight for the justice our families deserve and vows to create a world where no one has to lose their beloved child at the hands of the state. Justice for my daughter, Breonna Taylor. My heart is broken, but my fight is strong. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. Look, this book right here, listen to me. It's a dope book. Not just because I'm in it and I have something that's, you know.
Not just because you're
Not just because you're part of my team and I'm in the book.
Mercy is good, not just because you helped me write because, the verse. You know what I'm saying? Not because. Has nothing to do with it.
I wrote 90% of the verse. But listen,
no, did not.
I didn't write 90. You wrote about 10. Yeah, I give you 10% of the verse.
Excuse me.
You wrote, okay.
You gave me 20%. A great piece and I made it my own. So that is not quite writing 90%. All right.
Whatever you say. But not just because, you know, I did what I did, but because it is what it is. And I'm just trying to say, man.
Why is the book wet? Like, you slopped on it? I mean, I'm just trying to
understand. How? I didn't get... What is that?
Just look at it. I mean, I'm just trying to understand.
I don't know where that came from. I don't got nothing that's wet.
That's kind of nasty.
Slob.
I'll let you know.
I know you don't think I did no slob.
I'm just telling you that you see
the video would have to say, no, this is not wet.
Okay.
It's so something.
Okay, well, it looked very, it looked nasty.
You gonna blame me, slob. I look like somebody that's slob.
I'm gonna find your part so you can tell people a little bit about yourself.
Anyway, the book is out now.
The audio version, though, has your reading. We have two of my young sisters who are reading on behalf of Cardi B and Angela Davis's forward. They're reading it and they love it. They're so excited that I chose to have them to be a part of it. You know, locking down Cardi after she already spent a lot of time writing what she wanted to say. And then, you know, working with me to make sure that she's like, hey, I want to be real. I'm like, okay, we want you to be real. Say what you want to say. She wrote it. We talked about it. We, you know, she's very, very thoughtful and creative. Cardi is not the kind of individual that's just going to throw some shit together and throw it in the world. That's not what she does. Because
she knows she's going to be overly critiqued.
She knows
so
that.
So she got to make sure that her message is proper.
She
so
knows that.
And shout out to High Bridges Finest, Cardi B.
Cardi B. And yes. So she's very, very particular. And Angela Davis, of course, Dr. Angela Davis, is not going to write her part until she sees what Cardi has to say. Since y'all told me you want me to respond to the youngins, I'm willing to do it. Let me see what the youngin has. So we're waiting for Cardi to finish her part and then go get Dr. Davis to work on her part. And then, listen, check this out. This is what she said to me. I was like, okay, Cardi's, you know, her piece is done. You know, it's time for us to talk about your piece and, you know, start working on that. She says, oh, but where's the rest of the book? I said, well, I'm still working on it. She said, when you finish,
yeah,
holler at me.
Yeah, because I ain't going to put nothing on nothing that I don't know about
exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. She wanted to see the whole package. So I had to send her the book. And then she said, oh, and I need some time to read it. So I'm like, okay, cool. So when it was time to record the audio version, I wasn't getting trapped in going back to them to ask them again.
They did their
to
job.
Do their thing so that one could need job. To listen to the I said, I got something for y'all. The youngins will read your parts in the book. They were ready. They were excited. And they're both two amazing activists. You know, Mary Pat, obviously, and New Paul. And they were, and I put them in the places that they belong. Because New Paul, she is the Cardi B strong actress with the Angela Davis. And then Mary Pat hides her Cardi B. Well, we know she has it.
Yeah.
And she leans towards Dr. Davis. So they are in their parts. And then you have your piece, which is great. Linda tells the story of the Women's March for me because, you know, I still struggle with being able to describe all of that. And then, you know, Angelo is in there doing what he does, talking about policy and talking about our way forward. And Angelo, as y'all know, is Linda, first of all, is Linda Sarsour, the Palestinian Muslim woman from Brooklyn. She's actually going to be joining us.
That's right. We got a lot of people.
And then Angelo is attorney, Angelo Pinto. We are the four co-chairs of the four co-founders of Until Freedom. And everybody has a little role in this book. So the book is not a me, it's not a I, it's a we, it's a us, it's for us, it's about us, and it's about how we move forward together.
That's right, man. So stay tuned. We have guests. We're going to have people calling in from everywhere. We're going to have our co-founders here with us. This is going to be a dope show. It's not going to be the normal
birthday.
Show.
It's also your birthday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's a little something, you know. The God, another year around the earth. You know, thank God for making it here, man. So I'm blessed. We just went through a pandemic. And a pandemic, what's that?
A plandemic.
A pandemic? A pandemic, they said.
Well, whatever. People died. And
they did.
That's really unfortunate.
And we made it here. And I made it here another year. So I am blessed and highly favored.
So you're old. You're almost 50.
What's that?
Nothing.
Ain't about nothing. Shoot, crazy.
You're a granddad.
These young boys, look. These young boys could never.
That's probably true.
You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't going to take... You know, it's your birthday,
listen,
so I'm not going to say...
Black don't crack, man.
Those things.
Drink water and mind your business, man. That's it.
Drink water and mind your business. I didn't mind my business a few days ago, and I got myself in a whole big mess that I don't even know how it happened to me. Going on somebody's page, writing comments, and then I was in big trouble. I said, see, when you mind your business, you won't have these problems.
I don't go on people's page and just write.
Well, you know what?
I just don't do it.
You know what? I happen to see something that I thought was great. It was my friend. I thought it was great. It was not a big deal. And I didn't really read it because that's my friend. So I'm going to speak to you tomorrow. But I see you and you're pretty. So I liked it. And I see you and you're happy. So I liked it. And then I found out there was a whole backstory.
It was a whole thing.
It was a whole backstory.
A whole situation.
So there, you know.
I'm trying to stay out of situations. But listen, stay tuned. State of Emergency out now. Street Politicians, number one podcast. State of Emergency, number one book.
Yeah.
We here.
Make it number one.
It is.
You know, thought of the day. Thought of the day. State of Emergency makes me reflect. And, you know, another thing that you have to do when you write a book, you wrote a book, so you know about these things. Mm-hmm. You have to read it 1,000 times because you got to remember what you said And not just remembering what you said, because obviously if you put a mic in front of my face, I'll talk about the exact same things that's in this book, because that's my life. That's what I talk about every single day. But when you write a book, you have to, and you and you're speaking on the book, it. Right? People want to talk about specific quotes and things you said and this and that. This young man, Philip Harris, he was the one who sat with me and really worked through line by line everything I thought. He said, yeah, that's true. But there's this other part of the history that you need to focus on. So I was educating myself, trying to educate the people all at the same time. Mm. And so as I'm reading it every day, I'm like, yo, we've been through all of this and we're still going through it. They've saved everything that we've done passed laws. Now we're trying to pass more laws. And hopefully the things that we're working on now will reshape, you know, or I don't know if it will reshape because, you know, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act has some really good components. I think the most important piece is 242. Remember, we just had a conversation with some brilliant minds, Ben Crump.
There's the police accountability.
Monique Presley, these two attorneys, Teslin Figaro, just, you know, with sitting, having a real deep conversation about what's in the bill, because the qualified immunity piece, as it was falling apart and all the issues that we saw happening there, we started to look at the bill and try to figure out what are some of the other things that we need to protect. Mm-hmm. And they raised that 242 was a very important component that I knew was there because I always was interested in the idea that it would change the threshold, lower the threshold, so that now you don't have to be at it doesn't have to be intentional that the police officer intended that he came outside that day and was like, I'm going to kill me a nigga. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to have that mentality. But still, if he is reckless, then that can get him charged. Before, you had to prove the I'm going to go kill me one concept. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And that was very difficult. It's almost impossible.
Especially when you give somebody the title that they're protecting and serving.
Exactly.
So they automatically get the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly. And they say, you know, I was afraid for my life. That's the end of the ballgame. That's it. So, and that's subjective, right? Each person has the right to say that you can't tell me that I didn't feel fear. So, you know, now that it's reckless, like even if you felt fear, you have this training, 1, 2, you're not supposed to draw your gun. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. And therefore, that threshold will allow for criminality, for there to be charges. And so I was like, you know, that's an actual good part. I'm still qualified immunity 100,000% because I still believe that police officers should be responsible personally for violating other human beings.
It's a major deterrent. I think, like people say all the time, this system and white supremacy itself is not affected unless there is loss of life. Mm-hmm. Or there is loss of money. And right. we're not trying to hurt anybody. So when people are accountable and they have to pay their money, you know what I'm saying? They're going to say, you know what? Whoa, we got to do something different. When it was coming out their own pockets and they start saying, you know what? My pension, I can't feed my kids. I'm going to think before I just shoot. And you know, I'm going to make real solid decisions because I understand that when I do this, it's going to affect my life. You know, so I think 242 and qualified immunity go hand in hand, and we want both of them. So, letting y'all know, we ain't trying to take no wooden nickels,
right? Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's exactly 240. That was my position, that 242 and qualified immunity will work hand in hand, because if you can lower the threshold and get them charged criminally, then you should be able to also sue them civilly. And, you know, you're never going to get these people to do everything you want. That's just not where we are as a society. But you do have to understand and be sensitive to people who are just tired of us constantly having to give, having to, you know, always be compromising. And they don't have to compromise, but we have to compromise. And that, for me, is really, really difficult. So I was just, you know, reading and studying and going through material and you know, also just working and thinking in the back of my mind, what is it going to take to really get what it is that we know we deserve? We have a few days before this bill is supposed to be passed, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. That's good, but it's still not what we really need. We really need to be leaning more towards the BREATHE Act, which is legislation that Movement for Black Lives, as well as Cori Bush, Congresswoman Cori Bush, who I love. She's one of the co-sponsors. This is legislation that would be more radical. I believe in radical transformation. And I like, and my politics, our politics, are more aligned with the BREATHE Act. And that's what I would like to see happen. But it's huge. And so it's incremental. You got to move a little piece and a little piece. And qualified immunity is a part of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to have that as a part of this legislation would be really important in a step towards where it is that we're trying to go. And that whole, you know, there's so much that's happening to try to prevent real progress. And it just makes you wonder, like, what will it ever take?
It's gonna take a joint effort on all fronts.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be people like us who are going to demand everything, right?
Right, right.
And then there's going to be some people that say, okay, well, we're getting a little bit. It's got to be people like us that always demand everything.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you going, if you got a manager, you got somebody and you in a business, you want your manager to go in there and say, look, my client deserves all of this.
All the things.
Now, if the client decides, you know, we're going to negotiate for a little less or whatever, but we need people like us that's always going to demand that we get all the things that we necessarily deserve. Mm-hmm. So we're going to push the envelope every time.
Yes, right.
Every time. There's no comfortability. Right now, when you're governing the United States of America, when you govern everybody, when you have the lives and livelihoods and, you know, everything of people in this country in your hand, and they saying that they want some things, Even if you think it's outlandish to you, if the people say that's what they want, then they're going to fight for it. And we're going to be those people that's going to always push the envelope. We're not going to be quiet. I'm sorry. You can look like us. You can sound like us. And we're going to help you. We're going to do certain things. But when you're not right, we're going to call you out.
Yeah.
We're going to stand up. We're going to protest you. We're going to fight against you. We're going to do all the things necessary to make sure that the people are properly represented getting treated equally and getting everything they deserve every time until That's freedom right. is going to do that.
That's what we're going to do.
Every time.
We got it. They're far to one side. We got to be far to the other.
To the left side.
So we can
We're going to lose friends. People close to us. People going to be mad at us.
Yeah, they mad We're going to
call
now,
out the so, friends. Okay. We're going to say, hey, Clyburn, I don't know what you said.
Representative Clyburn.
Representative.
This is an elder who,
we definitely love and respect.
That's right.
But you should not have said that that you don't care about qualifying.
He didn't say that.
He's willing to do it without.
He said,
I can do without.
Let's get it later. Because, no, I mean, it's still wrong, but let's just make sure we quote people properly on Street Politics.
He said, I can do without.
He said, I don't want to basically die on the hill. I don't know if he said die, but I don't want to die on the hill of perfection.
The quotation said, I'm not opposed to doing the deal without.
Right. Okay, that's fine. So, but he said we can go and do this later. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah, there's no later. When you negotiate,
There's no later. But you think they don't want qualified immunity. So you think they're going to end qualified immunity at another time by itself? That's not even realistic.
This is the only time. The energy is pushing.
The thing about it, which we've said, over and over again, is that Representative Clyburn and the House, they had already done their job. They passed it already. They sent it to the Senate. So there's no reason for you to even talk. Like, don't say anything because you already did your job. You sent the signal that this is what we want. And now let it fall back on the Republicans and the Democrats that don't align properly, like Joe Manchin and others who don't align properly with what it is that, you know, we are fighting for. Let it fall back on them so that we can see clear targets. But when you, as a person
Provide
who's supposed
cover.
To be with us, step in the way, now we got to deal with you too.
Yeah, we got to deal.
That's that. It's your birthday.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
You don't really celebrate anything.
I mean, you know, I'm happy to be alive.
It's not your thing.
I don't really
celebrate.
All
the celebrations.
I mean, listen, I believe that I've been here long enough.
You're just happy to be alive.
I'm just happy to still be here and alive.
Look at this guy that is coming to say happy birthday to you.
Oh. We got the guard. We got the guard in the house.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my brother, my son. Happy birthday, to you.
Oh man.
Wow. Yo, we're so happy to have you to join us to celebrate Mice over here. You've been knowing him a long, long time.
Yeah,
you know him from when
man.
He was a youngin'.
Since I was a baby. It's going along years. You know, it used to be Diddy, it used to be Puff. But when you moved to Brother Love, it's a sir that you
it's
had.
Sir here. Love.
You know what I'm saying? You Sir Love, man. Like I just watching you, just seeing you from early, man. I remember we was in the Bahamas recording albums and just being in there, me and you debating and arguing over music and telling Mace to do this song. Me just sitting there, it's so much history, man. Just watching the mogul you become, you know, just the face of the culture and how you just transcended and continue to grow, man. And I just want to say I appreciate you and thanks for coming to celebrate me, man.
It's just incredible. You know, just I wouldn't even say evolution because to be honest, before, when you got locked up, before that you was like your mind was just always so deep, you know, and always so right there. And then to see you come back and when you came out, I remember you was like, you know, yeah, I'm out here for the people right now. And I'm like, yeah, we're gonna see how long this gonna last.
Yes, sir, yeah. Man.
And you didn't stop. I saw you in front of the Capitol building. I literally, you know what I'm saying, like shed a tear because I'm like, man, look at what's possible. And look at this, you know, look at this king sticking to his word and really just, you know, devoting his life to what's going on and really being able to reach the kids and everything. And so I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I mean, everybody know I rock with Tamika, you know what I'm saying? Those are my like two favorite people and two of the strongest soldiers on the front line. And what y'all did for Breonna Taylor and the way y'all got, you know, kept the pressure on them. I just commend y'all. Y'all are definitely legends and it's your birthday. And I'm just proud of you, man. I'm just proud of you. And I want to just check in, man, and send everybody love that's listening and congratulate y'all and Charlamagne on everything that's going on. I can't wait to be on your show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We got to get you up here, man. But I want to say thank you. But we definitely got to celebrate the queen on her book also. I don't want to take it all with my birthday. But this book right here is a work of art, man. So I want to celebrate her and give her some congratulations
thank you so
too.
Much. Thanks, yeah, Puff. Yeah. We appreciate it. You still Puff to me. I'm all still right. All the way back at Puff, you know? I started with you a long, 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 long time ago, and you've been so super duper supportive of us and our work. State of Emergency is our book. You know, you first day when it was released, I was calling you like, look, Puff, look, you know, look at my book. I did it. You told me I could. And your encouragement, your love has kept us going. So thank you. We got a lot of work to do together, and I'm down.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all be good. And my son, have a beautiful night. Love.
Thanks.
Thank you, King.
Love you.
Sir, love.
That's how we own it.
Yo, I thought it was a surprise.
It was, man. They messed the surprise up. But I heard you in there. I said, what's Joe doing here? I said, what is Joe doing?
Me?
They
I said, yo, what kind of surprise? He's sound checking me like 1-2-1-2.
I was saying 1-2-1-2, and then I see you. I'm like, what is Joe doing here? And then I heard you saying a surprise. I'm like, oh, I done blew the surprise.
It's all good. We
My
listen.
Brother, happy birthday. We love you. We proud of you more than anything. You found your voice. You found your purpose in life. And it's to help people and bring people together and fight for the cause. And I love that about you, and that's why I stand beside you.
Well, I want to say thank you, man. Just hearing you, just seeing you, man, just watching you, always being a fan, just the way that you represent the culture, the way you represented the Bronx, the way that you just evolved from being a street dude, you know, and then seeing you just grow into this music mogul and just a businessman and somebody who just represents the community, and to see that you respect what it is that I do. It's something that I just want to say thank you, man, because I respect you the same way, man.
Like I said, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I want you to smell your flowers today. And thank you for what you're doing for the community, because we need strong leaders like you who look from a lens like you, who come from where you come from, and know the pain of the people and the passion of the people. And that's what I respect most about you. Also, you nice as hell with the lyrics.
Oh,
put it down for hip hop. Don't sleep on that. You know, you got them bars, legendary.
Yes, sir.
And rest in peace, our brother Fred the Godson.
Yes, sir. Rest in peace.
He's like, you know, he's with us every time we talk to each other. Fred is in the air.
That's right.
So God bless you, man, and happy birthday.
Yes. It's good to see you, Joe. Thank you so much for making this a special day for our brother. We just wanted to encourage him and just so glad that, you know, when we reached out to you, you were quickly like, just send me the link. I'm going to be there. So thank you so very much, Joe. We know you're busy today, but we appreciate the love and support.
Thank you. For real, man. It makes me feel good.
Bless, guys. We got a lot more work to do.
Yes, sir.
Man. We got a lot more work to do.
Yes,
gotta
sir.
Got to help the people.
That's right.
Y'all.
Love. Peace, love.
Salute,
peace.
Man. Salute.
That was so dope, man. My brothers, man.
Yes.
Two people that I came into this industry just respecting, man. Joe is from the Bronx. Like,
yeah.
Fat Joe, what Fat Joe means to the Bronx is just different, man. He's always been somebody who's paved the way, came from the projects, literally the projects. I know dudes that know him from the street. And then watching him evolve into what he has become, you know, and just seeing who he is and just the respect that I have for him. So for him to come up here and show me that love. And then Puff, man. Puff was one of the first people when I first got into the industry. Like, I got signed because I was at Puff's restaurant.
Yeah.
And I battled one of his artists.
Oh, wow. Shine?
Is Shine. Yeah, you know what right, I'm saying? And then Puff was one of the people that I was wanted to sign me. You know, ultimately, I ended up going with Def Jam because Puff just had such a crazy roster over there. And I was like, I'm the man. I want to be in my own.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Chris Lighty was like, this is going to be, Violator is going to be you. You're going to be the face. So, you know, I ultimately went there. But Puff is somebody that, you know, we got a lot of history. Like I said, you know, I used to be with Mace a lot. So I used to be in the studio with Mace and be at different events. Me and Puff would debate. Because you know Puff is very strong. He loves to debate.
He was debating me. When I called him to tell him that, I said, listen, I need you to do this thing. You know, this is the time. I'm sending you a link. He's like, it was Charlamagne and I actually were on the phone talking to him together, telling him that we needed him to be on today. And he's like, uh-huh, okay, I'm going to do that for my son. But what I want to talk to the two of y'all about is da-da-da-da and the economic power and this and that. And we've gone back and forth. He was like, man, the politics and, you know, how we get around this and that. And we were having a big debate because that's what he likes
that's
to do.
That's what he does, man. So I've known him just for so many years, man. So shout out to Puff. I appreciate the love on my birthday, man. You know,
yeah,
it's good to have a little bit of love. Number one podcast in the world,
yes,
man.
Yes.
You know, they celebrate me and they celebrate this book, man. So
yeah, it's important to us.
And I think
also from Joe's perspective, like his ears is to the street, so he knows about the challenges that we deal with. You know, he's really to the streets.
He
like
in the streets.
I know Puff knows stuff. But Joe is out. He's almost on outside. The block, right?
He's still outside.
He outside. Because
a lot
the
of his people is my man.
Right.
And they outside.
And they,
like you go to the spot, they outside. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying?
He's like,
so
I need to encourage my brother and let him know that, you know,
and
we
I
love
appreciate
him.
It, man.
And it's good. And I will say that all our friends, because these are our friends.
We got friends.
We have friends.
We actually have good friends.
You know, every show we talk about our friends. And when calling people and they don't ask too many questions and they just like, yo, send me the link. First of all, that's the one thing that the pandemic, unfortunate pandemic, has created an environment where people are able to do more stuff. I just said earlier that like the book, the virtual tour that I'm doing, if it had not been for it being virtual, there's no way that I would have all of these people who've been involved from Taraji P. Henson. Yes, Taraji P. Henson. She was the first night of the tour along with Charlamagne. You got it with you. That's right. Tiffany Haddish. You know, Michael Eric Dyson. It's so many amazing. Andra Day is a part of the tour. It's so many amazing people that are going to be, or that have been and will be on this tour, including lots of street activists and organizers and folks that are just from all different walks of life and pastors. You know me. We always want to put a good pot together.
Good pot.
All that, because that's what I think it takes, right?
It does, man. It's gonna take the streets, the suites, the churches,
everybody,
you know, everything.
But when you call these people and say, "I need you to do something," you don't want to go back and forth. Of course, you know your teams can go back and forth on details of exactly the time or the this that. But you want the principal to say yes. Right? If that's your peoples, if that's somebody that's really your friend, when people call me and they like, yo, can you do this? Can you speak at my school? Can you do a thing? Can you do it? When it's a friend, somebody that I know, I've been with, I claim to be your friend, I tell you I support you, I don't put them through a whole bunch of drama. It's like, yes, I'm there. And then figure out the details, but I'm going to break in my day. Imagine what Joe looks like, he's on his way somewhere.
Yep.
And Puff is always busy.
Yep.
Period. And it looks like, you know, both of them stop to take the time. So that's my thing on your birthday.
And I appreciate it, man. The love is definitely appreciated, man, and reciprocated. So thanks for the love.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to my brother Charlemagne for the do save for my birthday, man. We appreciate you. This is a pretty bottle, though.
It is. I ain't That's seen like that. A like, new Doucet this bottle?
Look, I got the exclusive Doucet Black. The blackity black Doucet.
You know, he's all about
Congratulations
black.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very
State of
much.
Emergency That's out
right.
Now.
We're doing
birthday.
Well. And it's your birthday.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration. That Doucet bottle, though.
Let me see what, this,
me
see what this is hitting on.
We got to call Jay.
Jay.
We need
this Doucet.
Yep, and we need
Happy
it.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday
Go,
to
Mike.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It's a celebration.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Look until my, freedom,
until freedom family.
Meets street politicians.
It's a special day.
Voila.
Yes. All one big happy family.
Look at that.
You got a little voice.
You
got a little voice. You
can't do all of that.
Listen, we're going to get
Cheers.
Lit today.
It's a birthday.
We got a lot to celebrate.
And it's
we got
a book celebration.
That's
it's,
right.
It's, the same
it's all happening at the same time.
Congratulations,
oh,
my little love.
We are now, what
beautiful.
Is it? It's 8 days since my book was released, and it's doing well. I'm
that.
Very excited.
It's fabulous.
It's number
pull
one.
Up some chairs.
It's number one.
It's number one. It's
we
number
already
one.
Knew
Listen,
it was going
to
do well.
It may, you know, we still need
oh, look at my cake,
to
though.
Make it number one.
What is
yeah,
this?
You gotta
look like red velvet or something.
It's
velvet.
Definitely relevant.
It's relevant. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you. Let me blow up my candles.
Make a wish. You
gotta
oh, wait,
yeah. Make a wish.
For
what do you
for
want?
Real.
What do you really want?
Pray for all of us.
Oh, man.
Nah, his wish
Listen,
can't be about us. It gotta be about you, Mice.
This is important.
It's important. This is a defining moment right here.
Oh, my God. First of all, they didn't do that. It's COVID.
This is COVID cake.
COVID cake.
Yeah, we not eating that cake. You take it at home.
COVID
cake.
You
and
COVID
your family can eat the
Listen.
Cake that
but
you
But cheers
want.
To the Deuce, to the
yeah,
friends. Celebration.
Cheers.
Deuce.
Yes.
Deuce, cheers.
Linda, you can watch.
Yes, Linda.
First
you can
yeah.
watch.
Linda.
I'm gonna be all right like I always am.
That's right.
Yeah. You,
that's right.
You like you don't need a drink.
I don't need a drink. I'm already,
you
lit.
Already
I'm
drunk.
Already lit without a drink. Maybe that's
yes.
why I can't drink.
That's right.
You pre-lit. Should I put this?
Pre-lit.
Put
you
that down.
You can put it up there. You can open it, actually.
Open that up.
Hold on. Wait.
So listen, we got my brother and my sister.
Yeah, we haven't even told people who are listening who
the,
they
yeah,
are.
The listeners got to understand. This is the foursome. This is the four musketeers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got eternally.
Yandy calls us the Avengers.
The Avengers.
Is that okay? Like, what
times.
Does that mean?
Set, we
they're superheroes.
They're
superheroes.
Oh,
well,
they're
we're
superheroes.
So not. I mean,
yeah, man. We just.
So?
I don't know about you, but I'm a superhero. You
yeah,
a superhero, Angel.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
a superhero.
I mean, listen.
And jump out there.
I've been known to save a few people.
Listen, recently.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
A lot happens.
It's a lot of things going on.
Life comes at you fast.
But yeah, we're joined by my brother and sister, attorney Angelo Pinto, Esquire.
Well, if you're attorney, you're not Esquire.
So,
or you're Esquire without
Angelo's
attorney.
All of that. Angelo's
so you're
attorney
Angelo Pinto. Attorney Angelo Pinto, or you are Angelo Pinto, Esquire.
Okay,
I learned that
well,
recently, so.
attorney.
They both sound pretty good.
Listen to me, we got my brother. Low in the building.
Yeah,
the guard sky, aka the guard sky.
That's,
guy,
that part.
That's right. And then we got my sister, the unapologetic Muslim from Brooklyn, our other co-founder, Sister Linda Sarsour.
Happy
in the
here.
Building. She
Happy
can't take
birthday.
No drinks, but she always
Happy
is
birthday.
With us. Love you. Thank you, sis.
It's
a happy occasion,
that's
man.
My,
so listen,
that's
y'all,
my big
y'all came
right
in
there.
Here and surprised us. I got this beautiful cake. We got this voo. We're going to drink all of this. But
I'm drinking my
drink. We got some stuff we need to talk
yeah.
about. We still celebrating state of emergency. And
yes.
it's still my birthday. But we can't get too drunk because I start slurring and nothing. I'll fall asleep and all type of stuff. So we're going to get this
no,
off. We're going to mic y'all up.
That's
and
right.
We're going to talk and we're going to have a good conversation.
That's right.
Tune in.
Go to wherever.
Number one podcast. We'll be right back with you.
That's how we own it.
And we are back with my brother and my sister as they celebrate with us on our special days. You know, my birthday, another milestone, and the release of State of Emergency, the number one book in the country.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
The world.
No. I told Mice, don't say it's the number one because, you know what happens? People be like, oh, well, then I don't need to buy it because it's already number
Who
one.
Who does that?
I need
think people buy
it's,
stuff
but it's
number
one in our hearts. That's what I said.
No, I said it's number one in our... I had a little... I had some bars. She has a bar. Is it one?
There's one bar. That was one bar.
So I said, it's number one in our hearts. But it needs to be number one on the charts.
Woo!
I told her that's a bar.
Yo, we be having some bars.
That is.
That's
number
a bar
one
right
hearts,
there.
But it needs to be number one on the charts.
Yes.
Let's make it number one on the charts,
Let's make
folks.
It, man.
Let's do it.
Number one.
It's
just
happen.
Like the Street Politicians podcast.
Yeah.
On the one.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, okay. Man. So, you know, we always talk about Until Freedom on Street Politicians because we just two-fourths of Until Freedom as Street Politicians. And we tell about what we do. We just want y'all to give us a little perspective. Give the people about the work that we do.
Maybe
they think we crazy.
Right, because we talk blah, blah, blah all the time. So maybe they need to hear something that y'all have to say. And we didn't really put together any particular format.
We said we bringing our family. Y'all came in here.
One day we should get a couch.
Ooh, that would be nice.
For street politicians and sit and talk the way we talk about issues.
Ooh,
because a good argument between y'all two about an issue is what is that's good.
It's good. It's
a good debate. Healthy debate.
It's reality television.
I mean, other than what the people want to know is in that book. I mean, state of emergency. Until Freedom believes that we're still in a state of emergency. It don't matter to us who's the president and who's not the president, who's the congressperson and who's not the congressperson. We're still in a state of emergency. And just in the last couple of weeks, I mean, we sat in funerals of children, literally. Mm-hmm. Like
too many
people. Micaiah Bryant, I mean, watching her in that prom dress, beautiful and her nails done. Like, she should be going to prom. That's what she should be doing right
Lord
now.
Have mercy.
You know, being at the funeral of Dante Demetrius Wright and watching his little baby boy walking around that church, it was devastating. So I feel like we're here as Until Freedom really just to reinforce the narrative that Tamika has put out in the world. Like, keep your head in the game. There's still work to do out here, and the people are still counting on us. And so what we do is that's our motto. It's you count on us, you need us, we're going to be there. Wherever there's injustice, that's where we are.
And you know what's interesting? It's kind of surreal, but it's like anytime we're about to celebrate, you can't.
Yeah.
It's like just when it's like, even with the verdict and the Derek Chauvin trial, it was like, nope.
Yeah.
Not again. So I think even in this moment, when we're trying to celebrate, it's like so much happening in the world. You have Palestine. Mm. You have, you know, all the issues around the Justice and Policing Act and the George Floyd. I mean, it's just challenges and challenges and challenges. And it's kind of how we live.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly how this work is. It's like you want to celebrate a win because you don't often get wins, but you don't have a moment to because something else is happening.
Something
tragic, usually.
Always.
Always
and that's
tragic.
Unfortunate. Because you have to celebrate in life, otherwise it's not worth living. So.
Well, you have to acknowledge that there are good things,
right?
And remember, we were just recently on a call with several attorneys, as I was mentioning, Attorney Benjamin Crum, Teslin.
Now that was Figaro. A conversation.
It was great.
But
you didn't say much of anything.
Sometimes you just gotta listen.
But see, here's my issue.
Here we go.
Here's my issue.
Here she goes.
My issue.
Uh-huh.
My issue is that, yes, some of us absolutely have to listen. But there is a perspective that Angelo has that I don't necessarily know all the stuff. And that perspective should be a part of the conversation. That was an incredible
conversation
between Attorney Benjamin Crump, Attorney Monique Presley, and Teslin. I don't know if Teslin is actually an attorney, but she need to be. So
yeah,
for the purpose of this show, she attorney Teslin Figaro
some of the greatest
to me.
Black minds
mm-hmm. yeah.
Having
country.
Dialogue. And of course, you know, we were in the conversation just talking about what is left in the Justice and Policing Act, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, without qualified immunity, understanding the real details of qualified immunity. And I think one of the things that Teslin continued to raise is that we want people to get to come along later when you already told them. We already educated folks on qualified immunity. If it was just for civil cases and it was not necessarily going to help deal with some of this and that and the third, we shouldn't have told the people that in the beginning.
That's right.
But instead, everybody leaned on qualified immunity. And we still are. I mean, at least the folks on that call were like, qualified immunity is absolutely
It's qualified important. Immunity for me.
And it has to happen. But we were also talking about other perspectives that we're beginning to hear from the Representative Jim Clyburns and others of the world. And that was, and it was a real debate. And you know, one thing I recognized from that call, and I don't know if you guys, because you weren't there, but if y'all share the perspective or share my position, while, first of all, Monique Presley is brilliant also. No, we know that. We see her on TV. She's on Roland Martin shows all the time. She's great. Teslin is a bad.
She's a different breed.
Yes. She's not
kind of like us.
Yes.
We're coming from a different space and place and responding to the things that our folks are experiencing in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, so we're, it's just a new energy.
Right.
It's a new energy.
And while people like to come up with all kinds of reasons with Ben Crump, oh, he's country. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's those.
I love
he's doing the work.
That's it.
If you were a part of that, I have a new level of respect for him. After sitting through that conversation last night and listening to how he was able to describe every single part of the Justice and Policing Act down to the Supreme Court and the roles of each individual and how these things operate.
And the implications of passing it on civil suits. Because I think sometimes people just look at a piece of legislation, Raise the Age was like that, and they don't realize all the implications. You just think it's going to impact one thing, but it's really not.
Right.
It's going to cause a cascade of implications. And it's important to know that. And oftentimes, it's only the experts or the people doing the work every day that knows it. Mm-hmm. Other folks are just like, get it done, or don't get it done. That's so right. We're dealing with that
and
kind
of challenge. And then Teslin pulls her boxing gloves out and slaps them down in
it's
the middle of the table.
Okay, I heard what you said, but...
Right. So now you're going to tell me about 242, which helps to lower the threshold for criminality, which is important, but why we didn't talk about that, you know, a few weeks ago. And I think all of us agree that we don't need Black folks, especially Black folks who are not a part of the negotiations. Let me say this. It's wrong for us to even say that a Jim Clyburn or others like him are not part of the negotiations. They might not be in the Senate, but they are absolutely a part of the negotiations. Jim Clyburn is the whip, okay?
Right.
He's the man. So he's the man. I mean, Joe Biden is dead in the water without Jim Clyburn.
He often finds himself there.
Okay, he's dead in the water. You are not a Joe Biden fan. Everybody needs to know. Angelo, not a Joe Biden. But Jim Clyburn is dead in the water without Joe Biden is dead in the water without Jim Clyburn, Jim Clyburn, and then Kamala Harris. Black woman, black man, flanks him on both sides. They bring him back. The biggest mistake I personally, and this is a debate between Linda and me, the biggest mistake that I think we made as a progressive community was when we knew that the world just wasn't going to accept Bernie. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's wrong because I like Bernie. Me and you talk all the time about how Bernie had a serious problem with pinpointing and talking about Black people. Like he just didn't. That's the one thing Joe Biden leaned into. Yep. He knew.
Because he knows he had to.
He knew he had to. And Bernie, he failed there. But when we knew that was happening, the socialism, and I'm talking to, look, old ladies, tell me everything. So when I'm talking to the Cora Masters Berries and the Hazel Dukes, and they literally start crying, like, you don't understand. And, you know, they didn't dislike Bernie. They were just saying, we're going to lose if he's the candidate because of all these things, right? Elizabeth Warren, because of the fact that she's a woman, we're not going to respect her. People they're just not going to do it. It's a woman. The country has not moved to the point where they can see that even though she wasn't Bernie, she stole Bernie's points.
She stole a
few of Bernie's points. Everybody did.
Yeah.
The whole debate became Bernie's talking points.
Well, right? I mean, those are what resonated with the people. Right. Exactly. But the image of who he was didn't.
It didn't work. Right. But then, so she took his talking points, right?
Definitely.
And then, several of them. But then she added a flavor that was her own. Mm-hmm. She understood women. Smart. She understood black women. She brought black women into the fold. She talked about black people very directly. I mean, she was my candidate. Also, she claimed capitalism, which is, you know, we could debate it, but
it's America.
It was, and so therefore, there are people. But that's because we can't, as a progressive community, and I'm not talking about black folks, I'm just talking about progressives in general, we can't ever come to the table and say, okay, we're on the same page, and by the way, we're willing to support a woman. We ended up with the ball fumbled, in my opinion. And I'll say this, and y'all can talk. However, I will not sit here and discount the fact that this current administration, because we ain't going to get much from most of them, but this current administration, at least there's so much fire under them that they kind of know, like, we can't really play with these black people if we're going to try to get Kamala Harris elected in 2024. Mm-hmm. They know it.
I don't know if they're going to care about that. I think they are. I think Joe cares about himself, and I think he's going to get his time, and then the chips going to fall where they're going to fall.
Well, the problem is that Joe Biden is now, he's not just the president. He now is the head of the party. And the Democratic Party
does not want to, but
I'm saying the realities. The Democratic Party does not want to lose again, not just to the Republicans. Donald Trump is coming like
the
a
thing
bitch.
Is this, the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party is failing. Yes. Even when you look at the wins, when you look at what happened in Georgia before the election, even when you look at what happened at the election, the Democrats didn't win any of their elections. Mm. The people who wanted to see change won the elections for Democrats.
Right.
Just like folks say, Georgia's not blue, it's black. Mm. Yeah. That's why that happened. So we gotta really, I think Democrats often ignore what's really taking place and give themselves too much credit.
Way too much.
But when you're dealing with a guy like Donald Trump, who is really the face of the Republican Party, and the face who's gonna carry weight and swing a big bat, they in trouble. Mm. There's no way around it.
And I say this all the time. I say this all the time. We need something different.
And who could be Trump? Who gonna be them?
I don't know. I'm just being honest. And I'm just looking at the state that we are in now, looking at when you see what Clyburn is saying, when you see what Kamala Harris is saying, you see the pushback. A lot of people who advocated for them saying, I can't see myself voting for them again or telling people to vote for them again. It's gonna be a very difficult time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for the next 3 point whatever years we have, I think we have to really strategically create what something different looks like.
That's right.
Like we can't put our faith in this administration. Like, we can get what we can get. It's just like I tell people all the time, it's just like we understand. We tied together. We gotta move right now. We're gonna deal what we gotta. But as soon as they cut these chains, I'm going my way and you're gonna go your way. You understand what I'm saying? So the bottom line is right now, until freedom, everybody needs to be galvanized, and our voices, the people who really want real change, not monumental, not incremental, like who wants to take...
Oh, we want monumental. We don't
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, not incremental change, but real monumental change. Right. We have to be creating what the something different looks like.
Yeah.
Whether it's a different party, whether it's just a whole voting block of millions of people that say this is... And we come up with our own plan for what America's supposed to look like for us. But that's what has to be happening right now. Because right now, people have lost all faith. Mm-hmm. It's people that this was their last time and they just looking like, oh, man, ain't no racism in America.
Exactly. America is not racist.
Yeah, you're going to tell us ain't racist.
Yeah. That's an old play on words.
And they know.
And that's what Tesla was saying last night.
People want to be talked to straight. Talk to me straight. Tell me what
it
is. Like, I don't want to play. And these people feel like they're being played with. When you talk about qualified immunity and say, oh, well, that's not really... But you've been telling me this for the last 9 months. I've been, oh, qualified immunity?
Okay. Ending qualified immunity.
Ending it. Oh, that's what we need to get rid of. I got street dudes that I grew up with that never been. My man Percy, who's one of Fat Joe's friends, he was giving a class on his Instagram about qualified immunity.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, this is what qualified immunity. I learned some stuff. And people was like, oh, word. They amped up.
And they in it.
And they in it.
And then you're going to come back and tell them, well, actually, 242.
Mice, the bottom line here is that our credibility is on the line.
It is.
And the bottom line is we got to stand our ground. And we're going to, if there's no end qualified immunity, we really got to say we're not going to be with it. We got to put the pressure on them to know. that for the very few that are actually with you out there talking about George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, we're not going to go down that path. Because to your point, then they're never going to believe in our something different once that's we right. get there if we don't stand our ground.
The thing is, and qualified it's not immunity. Our credibility. It's theirs.
Yeah.
I want to be clear about that.
It's the establishment. No, I understand. But if we are supporting the Justice and Policing Act as something that has some minor changes that are welcomed, but we support a bill where they take out unqualified immunity, that's what I'm saying. We're not going to do
we're
that.
We're not with it.
We're not with
and
it.
And I think the credibility piece is even more than what you said. I think you were being nice just now. Justice and Policing Act, that's one part.
It's bigger than that.
The,
that's right.
Yeah, the credibility part is wrapped up in America's not racist.
A lot of
it's
stuff.
Wrapped up in so many different
what's
things.
What's happening in Palestine? And what's no happening? In,
exactly, because let me tell you, every day that I've been out here talking about the book, and I'm trying to be focused on my book launch because the world is going to always burn down.
That's right. It's in a state of emergency.
It's a state of emergency. Right. And I have been so, yes, absolutely. And I have been so clear about, you know, my support for the Palestinian people, period. Yeah. Like, I remember coming back from Palestine. I was fired up and I was saying this and that and this and I was doing interviews talking and Linda was like, yo.
Be very
she was like, come over here, let me talk to you for a minute. These are my people. I appreciate the love, but I'm gonna tell you right now, this context to everything. Get yourself together. Cause I was gone.
She was gone. She
was
gone.
I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw it with my eyes. So you can't tell
as
us.
As a human being, right?
This is the world we live in.
When you visit Palestine and you just see the way in which the Palestinians are living and you see how, you know, they're actually being forced out of their homes. You see
what it used
to
be.
And just listen to the stories of 80-year-old men crying to you saying, hey, I was here when I lived here. This is my, and they took my family from me. They killed some of my family. I'm the oldest person in my village and I'm the last people. And you see them just constantly building on top of 4- and 5-story houses and they put in buckets that hopefully they can get rain on top. Like,
for water. For it water. Was rough.
When you see that as a human being, if you're not saying, yo, this is not right, your moral compass tells you it's not about nothing else. It's about my moral compass says, I don't care what you name the people. I don't care what they look like, where they from. What is happening right here is just wrong.
And I have to say this because people will get on me. There's mass chaos in Colombia, too.
That's right.
People being killed.
You're a Colombian.
That's true. So, yeah, that's true.
All
so,
perpetuated by the U.S. government.
And see, that's what's important, too. There's international challenges that are happening around the world connected to how America responds or doesn't respond to so many things. Mm-hmm. And we got to do something about it. That's why, for me, the establishment never had credibility.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And it's I know it's tough for people to hear, but for me, it's like, nah.
But you know one thing I would say. So yeah, I mean, but one thing I am, I want to say as my sister that we are with you 100%.
That's right.
It's not, you know, we're not gonna back down because I have people call me like, oh, I saw you post something about Palestine. Your book is coming out. You know, you might have some issues with bookstores and this and that. Oh well, you know, listen, we've been canceled so many times.
That's called state of emergency.
I get canceled every week about something. I was telling them, I'm minding people's business, got in somebody's comments about something the other day. Canceled. I get canceled all the time. But what I believe in, I believe in, and that's just it. And so I know what I see is just wrong. And by the way, I am really proud of the courage of people who are out here saying nah. People are speaking up in a way that makes me feel like we're moving somewhere.
Right. And people are actually dying.
No,
it's
right.
It's not like
right.
we're just talking about, I missed a parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's people who are actually dying. Right. It's almost like, how could you not talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, a mom woke up with 4 of her children are dead. She 4 siblings are dead. Like, this is what we're talking about here. And I think it connects to us at Until Freedom and who we are. We're just unapologetic. What we believe is what we believe.
That's it.
You take it or leave it. And that's just who we are. We're not bought and sold. You're not going to tell us who to stand up for. You're not going to tell us where to go. That's just who we are. And one of the things that's important about what we do is, like, we're funded by the people. So nobody's going to tell me, if you say that, I'm going to pull this money. If you say that, I ain't going to give you that. I'm not funded by people who are going to control who we are. That's an important thing.
Nobody
that's why it's important.
Listen to me. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody controls us. Like, What did he say? He said, you can't call up here and get me fired.
Right. That's right. Perfect.
I ain't got no
Swan.
Boss.
Bishop Swan.
Bishop
you do know we're going to do that.
You
want
do
to
know we're going to do
what we
want to
do.
We do not have a white manager
for
anybody.
We don't got a white manager
that
you could call.
They were like calling the church trying to get him fired.
It's
and
me.
He said,
you looking
no.
for me.
That's, yeah, I'm the
that's
boss.
Like,
right.
That's like iWoman TV, which is our partner. Mm-hmm. We are our visual component is on iWoman TV every week. And Kat Trigg, our director who hangs out and behind the scenes here, there's no white person to call and tell
yeah.
her that she can't have us on
you
here and
have
talk
to
about
speak
what
to
you
black
talk about. You got
to
talk to a black woman.
Yeah.
About
this is
black
us.
People.
You know why? Because black grandma in South Carolina gave me $20 just 2 hours ago and another one in Florida and then
that's right.
auntie in Ohio and our cousin in
yeah, yeah.
California. I mean, we are funded yeah. by people
and
who
that's,
literally
and
are
we
giving
wanna
us
stay
20,
funded by the people. We want
to
stay
$20.
And guess what?
Invested
and
by the people.
People. And the people who don't, who are like, oh, we're not going to give you anything, you cancel, they weren't giving
then
us
eggs,
anything anyway.
I say
not a thing.
Yo, listen to me. And that's the main thing for me, right? It's always people who never supported you that have
right.
an issue with what you're doing.
Now, that's a fact. And
that's a fact.
Because
the people who've been supporting us, I've never got somebody saying, yo, you know, I was supporting you. I've been funded. And I don't really know what you're doing. They like, yo, keep doing what you're doing. I love what you're
yeah,
doing. It's
right.
always people that never support you that want to throw a monkey wrench and try to cause dissension, man. Listen. We, my motto is I work for the people, and that's
right.
always been my motto.
That's
my
right.
my voice is gonna always be unhinged. I'm always say what I think, even if it goes against the status quo. That's just who I am. So whenever you accuse me of any unhinged, and we y'all gotta try to hinge me up sometimes.
We hinge you a little bit.
They try, but at the end of the day, listen. If it's not my sisters and my brother telling me, hey. Calm down a little bit. Ain't nobody else going to stop me. I'm going to say whatever I
so
want to say.
So I want to support you at Until Freedom Mics. How could I do that?
You need to invest. We do not take donations because we do not want charity. We want people who believe in the work that we do to invest in the work we do.
I take donations.
You do. I don't take donations.
I don't take donations. I only take investments
because I do not want people to feel like you did something for me out of charity. And you know, I want you to look and say, yo, these people are doing work that I believe in. That eliminates what people try to say, oh, you scheming and you scam. No, I don't want to scam. I want people to look me in my eyes and say, yo, I believe in that brother right there, so I'm going to invest in this movement. Therefore, you can't say that we trick nobody, we doing none of this. No. Everybody who gives anything to Until Freedom, please make it an investment.
That's right.
Write the word investment. This is an investment in our freedom. Because when you invest in us, you invest in your own freedom.
That's right.
You invest in equity. You invest in equality. You invest in unity. You invest in the beloved community.
That's right.
And that's like you said, and we often say, we're all we got.
That's
it. We need.
With, that's right. The people who ain't with us really ain't with us.
That's
right.
It.
Never,
and we okay.
Never
and all you have is all,
all
we need.
Got.
That's right.
What all you got is all we need, man. That's what I remember
right.
the lady sent us. What she sent us.
So one day a woman gave us $5 and said, this is all I have. And we wrote her back, what you have is all we need.
That's right. it, man.
And somebody else said, I'm going to give her $5. So send her
that's
her $5
right. back.
Yep. And I'll
that's
give
right.
$5.
Look at
that's the beloved community.
That's what
right.
it's about,
that's
man.
The beloved community.
So Cash App Until Freedom, Venmo Until Freedom, untilfreedom.com. We give
it's
you every way to go. You can go on our link tree, on our Instagram account, and everything you need to know about
and
us.
You have
Tamika's book.
Look at that. Hey.
So this is another way to support us. You know, this is our dark red. We have a more brighter red.
Yeah.
We have multiple colors. We got a spring collection coming up. Get yourself a nice Until
we got
Freedom
t-shirts,
sweatsuit.
We got
t-shirts, long sleeves.
This is the new. This is gonna be one of our new shirts.
Evolutionary.
You know,
I want to see. You know, I gotta talk to Nicole Chaplin first about
shout
this,
out to Nicole
about this fabulous
jacket nice.
That I have. And the back of it says "State of Emergency." I can't show it to you right now, but it was a gift by from our friend. Nicole Chaplin, and she's a fitness expert. She had it made.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she had
but
it.
But I would like to have a conversation with her first about the continuous partnership.
That's
for
right.
For bringing it to folks on here. I know I need to get a jacket quickly to you guys and to Charlamagne.
We
yes,
all need one.
Yeah. So it's good to have y'all with us today.
Today was exciting. Happy birthday, Mice. Inshallah.
Happy
many,
birthday.
Many, many more happy and healthy years.
Look at God.
Peaceful years.
Yes.
I'm out here looking 21.
I ask God to give you peace.
Look, the black
in
don't
life.
Look.
Yes.
Please,
black don't crap.
Peace.
Peace in your life.
Give me peace.
Peace flow like a river.
That's what we need. You know what's funny? Being here today is almost surreal. Because it's like we've come a long way.
We have, man.
And I think it's deep. When you, the more you move forward, the more people try to tear you down.
Oh, yeah.
And you just got to deal with it.
Listen, we know all about that, Miss Amy.
Oh, yeah. All about that.
New levels, new devils.
Still here.
New levels, new devils.
New levels, new devils. And I say all the time, the one thing you don't want to do is run up on people from Until Freedom because it's probably not
going to
work out.
Oh, you're going to get what you
want. They might listen, run back up on you.
Because God is great. We are all chosen by God.
We are chosen. So listen.
Thank you.
Shout out to my family for being here. Until Freedom, Angelo Pinto, Linda Sarsour.
Attorney Angelo Pinto. Attorney.
Esquire.
Esquire.
Esquire. Esquire. Angelo
attorney.
Pinto.
He said
Esquire.
Attorney Angelo Pinto Esquire.
That's what we're calling you from now on.
You can, we can count on him to be our policy expert. And then Linda is the mama.
Who's your mama?
Who's your mama?
Who your mama?
Are we out? We out.
Oh, no. Happy birthday and congratulations because this is a nice book. Go get
State
five,
of Emergency,
six, seven,
wherever
12.
Books are sold,
wherever
get your copy.
Wherever books are sold, get your copy. You can get the audio version.
And what you say is number one in your heart?
The book is number one in our hearts. But it needs to be number one
on the
charts.
Get it there.
Oh, man. I want to thank y'all for being here. For coming to celebrate my birthday, celebrating this book release. Shout out to Fat Joe. Shout out to Diddy. Everybody that called in, man, I truly appreciate you. I'm feeling humbled and blessed. You know, when you reach 45,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And you look like longer than they said.
And you look like you're 25.
Hey, all right now.
Because black don't crack. You know what I'm saying? It's a milestone.
He ain't lying. He ain't lying.
I'm blessed and highly favored to be here, man. Once again, shout out, congratulations to you on this book, number one in the country, in the world.
And
look, speaking into existence.
You remember what I said.
From our hearts to the charts, we're going to make it number one in the world.
That's right.
Another dope episode, man.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you. If you got anything y'all want us to talk about, let us know, man. Because you know what? One thing for sure and two things for certain. I'm not going to always be right. Tamika Mallory is not going to always be wrong. Sometimes she will, a lot more than I will. But we will both. And I mean both, always be authentic.
Yeah, peace.
Peace. That's how we own it. That's how we own it. That's how we own it.